Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the Power of Christ Daily, 31st of August 2015, titled Freedom Day. Freedom Day. Today, I'm in Malaysia and I'm Malaysian, and therefore we have what we call Independence Day, and it's titled here Merdeka. Merdeka means independence. Independence Day, Freedom Day. Now, we have freedom. Now, this, I think most countries will have those free from what? What did they get independence from? From other nations ruling them. Somebody else ruling them. Instead of the Malaysians ruling the Malaysians themselves, other people ruling them, whether it's British or anybody else. So we got a Freedom Day. And therefore, today is a Merdeka, Freedom Day. And it's an important day for us because the nation is free from other rulers, other rules. Only Malaysians ruling themselves. Now, this is the same thing. Now, we had a Freedom Day, a Merdeka, or Freedom Day, or Independence Day, on Earth, for the whole of Earth. We had a Freedom Day when Jesus came. Because the whole world was in sin. Because everyone was in sin. They couldn't overcome sin. They couldn't overcome Satan. Satan has captured everyone. And therefore, Jesus came, and he came. Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, came to set the captive free. That's what he came for. Set the captives free. We were captives. Captives of sin. Captives of Satan. Captives of our flesh. Of our heart and mind. Wanting this way, that way. So he came 2,000 years ago. And he died on the cross and rose again. He bought freedom with his own blood. Pure holy blood. Not any blood. Pure holy blood. And God says, I'm a spirit, worship me in spirit and in truth. Worship me in spirit and in truth. There are only two scriptures I'm going to deal today. And I'm reading from the Catholic Bible. Everybody gets excited. Those who are not Catholic, they're excited. You're reading from the Catholic Bible. And those who are Catholic will get excited. Oh, you're reading from other Bible. Everybody relax. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's have our peace and righteousness, peace and joy. That's the most important thing. You can read any Bible. Now, those of you who are against the Catholic Bible, remember these brothers and sisters. The most important thing, we keep ourselves holy. Holy. And those of you against the other Bibles, please read all the Bibles to compare. You can get the Hebrew, the Greek, and come to a better understanding. And when the interpretation is in error for some reason, some easy-read versions are sometimes really off, then you have to go back and read the older versions and come to this. The most important thing is righteousness, peace and joy. And you will know from inside you whether that scripture is settling you or not. Because the Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of God will guide you. But if you are dogmatic, you are standing on leg, you know, like Indians say, Ottakal and Ninite. Standing on one leg and say, this is how it is, this is how it is, stubbornly. Then you will not learn. We have righteousness, peace and joy. That's why Jesus came. That is the freedom he gave us. Righteousness, peace and joy. Seek ye the kingdom of God first and you will have all your needs settled. Now, the first verse I'm reading from is Romans 6:18. And that you, having been set free from sin. Who set us from sin? Free from sin. Jesus Christ. We go to Jesus Christ, he set us free from sin. Nobody else. Huh? The apostles can't set us from sin. The saints, St. John and St. All, they cannot set us from sin. Nobody else can. Only Jesus set us free from sin. Have become slaves of righteousness. Slaves mean we want to do righteous all the time. It will happen when you go to Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, I need you. From today, you are my Lord and Savior and Master. Immediately something happens inside you, you will have peace. And I've talked about it in many, many of these segments. The set free from sin. Now, Romans 12:1. Again, from the Catholic Bible I'm reading. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God. By who? By the mercies of God. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Spiritual worship. Which you worship. Now, because we have to worship Jesus Christ, we have to worship Father God in spirit and in truth. So now, let's read this again. This is very important because it's important for all of us. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you therefore, brothers and sisters, this is Apostle Paul writing, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Holy and acceptable. How to be holy? His blood has washed us clean, so we are holy. We are in Christ, so we are holy. But we should not do wrong. When you do wrong, immediately we're crying out, Lord Jesus, because you'll know inside you've done wrong. But you willfully go and sin and sin and sin, then God says, look, that's a fiery judgment you can expect if you willfully sin. If you don't believe Jesus Christ in your heart, you and that is your Lord and Master, there is no power inside you from the Holy Spirit to stop sinning. That is why many people are still practicing sin. And the Bible is clear, if you keep on practicing sin, you're born of the devil, he says. So we don't want to practice sin. So, but you may fall into sin. That can happen. Because out of fear, you lied. Out of something or other. And then out of some need, you thought it's a need. You need a need, and you did something. And immediately there will be a stress inside you. If there's no stress inside you, you have to become cautious, concerned. Why there's no stress inside you? Because if the Holy Spirit is in you, he'll be stressing you and say, you're wrong. And you will blurt out and say, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then you begin to pray and worship him in songs and thinking about it and calling the people to settle it. And then there'll be release. So you worship Jesus Christ until there's a release in worship in songs and thoughts and prayers, you know. And you say, sorry, Lord, and settle with the people. And you will be set free. You are still a Christian. You are still a Christian. You are still a saint. Now, this, he said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And God wants us spiritual worship. That is why religious Christianity, we human beings want to worship something before they know Jesus Christ, before they go to God, most of us will be worshipping ourselves. I am the most important thing in town. Ourselves. I am most of I. You see what I can do. I am tough. I am this. I am that. I am clever. I am brilliant. Whatever. We are actually worshipping ourselves. And the other thing is, out of fear that something go wrong, bad luck will come, or some curses are happening, you'll go to some place, some God, and you'll worship. Because out of fear that you want to get something, you'll put some flowers, you may put some incense, you may put some money, you may, in some custom they even put bottles of liquor and whatnot to the idols. Why? They're hoping that particular God will give them something, or protect them, or give them profit or whatever. So something your heart will drag to. Now, so if supposing you are in a country and then people say, there's no freedom worship here. Now, by the way, in Malaysia we can worship. So, but first of all, if we look at it, keeping our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, is a spiritual worship. If you're in some country and they blocked off on something going on, some issue going on, you can't even move to your building, to the building that you call church, but God still wants you to have spiritual worship. And that's what he recognizes first, your reasonable service. Reasonable service, God said, is spiritual worship. Worship, keeping a body holy, living sacrifice, keeping a body pure. When you sin, you ask for mercy, you ask for the blood of Jesus Christ, and he gives it to you. You go to him, he washes all happening in the spirit. All are happening in the spirit. Now, you see, this is what happened. The conscience comes. I'll tell you what happened to me. I'm telling you one case before I was born, way before I was about 25 years old. And I've just married a few months, a year or so. And I've just bought a used car. And I was living in Brickfield, so I went and parked the car. Brickfield's a little satellite town in Kuala Lumpur. And suddenly, I was not thinking that car didn't have a radio and a cassette player. But I was not even thinking about that. Suddenly, one guy comes and says, after I parked, he comes and tells me, only 20 ringgit. 20 ringgit. That time, I think it's about 100 ringgit or a new one or something. And he said, there's a cassette. Your car doesn't have a cassette and radio. So 20 ringgit. I said, okay, quite cheap. Why not buy it? So I took it and I'm about to open it to read and see all that. My friend just said, I'm telling you the truth, because that's all. And it also show how stupid I was. You know, I was led by my own carnal desires, led by what I want, what my body wants, what my mind thinks, how we fall into temptation. Then about to open the package, they feel quick, no, no, quick, 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 give me $20. Police coming, I have to run. They know they don't like me, you know, they bully me. And I took pity on the blind, gave him the $20. Okay, he ran off. I go home, open the packet. There was only a brick inside, a block of brick. Why did I fall into that trap? Because my heart was desiring that I should have a cassette player and somebody offering me cheap. But in Christ, if I'm freedom in Christ, I said, no. I don't have to have all the shady deals. No need. If I don't have cassette player, I don't have cassette player. I worship my God with my mouth. Keep my worship my God with my body, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. I can't listen to the songs today in the car, too bad. Because you can control. That's the freedom day. That's what God gives us, freedom to overcome our heart and mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, come our heart and mind to be holy and not to go and look for all this. You will live within your means. Not go and do all kinds of rubbish. Now, I'll tell you another case. After I'm born again, after I've come to the Lord, I'm born again, as the Bible says, and I was born again in 95. Now, this is happening in 1999 or 2000. I quite forget. I was already ministering. There's a church God has given me to minister in. Okay. So I am now preaching. As I got up to go and preach, just before I got up to go and preach, God saying, you are sin. I can hear in my spirit. The stress is very heavy. The stress is in my spirit. The sensing. I'm sensing I'm in sin. I can feel that I'm in sin. So I'm trying to figure out, what sin, Lord? Forgive me, I don't want any sin. I want to confess my sins, I'm being holy, and anything I'm wrong, I want to just settle it. Restitute. There's a thing of restitution. If you owe people, go and settle it. We cannot settle it, go and ask for mercy from them, ask forgiveness, and tell them, can I give later, whatever. Tell the truth to them. And if you stole something, return it. Finish. That's the restitution. You must restitute what you did. If you cannot, God will then settle it. But your intention must be to restitute. You want to settle it. We are a child of God. You are a saint. Your citizenship is heaven. You have been given merdeka or freedom from earth and earthly rules and laws. I'm talking about spiritual laws. Spiritual laws. You don't have to sin anymore. Of course, we have to keep our national laws, our man-made laws, because otherwise the society will go in chaos. So we have to obey that. God also says that. Obey the laws of the nation. Obey the laws of the nation. So now, here. So I know what sin. Then I realize. I have four computers in the house. I got my children and myself using four. That time it's all desktop. Fairly big machines and desktop, not the laptops. Four computers. Now, each of the computer, God says, I have a pirated Windows. Because when we buy the computers, we buy from the digital shops those days, they just load the Windows. Because Windows is a $600 computer, $1,000, $600 Windows. Loaded. He said, you have this. Sorry, Lord. I'll remove it, Lord. Then, but I have no money, to that Windows, by $600 with all the office thing all put together, it will cost about 3,000 over ringgit for all the whole thing. So, or 4,000 even, because some are office things. So I stopped, I don't understand. He said, go and preach. So I went up and go and stand the pulpit. When I stand the pulpit, God says, tell the rest. So I told everybody, I'm in sin. God has just forgiven me, but I've decided to stop this. Then God forgive me. Forgive me because I want to change. But this is a sin. No more pirated things. We are children of God. Don't go and get pirated thing and put there. Oh, it's okay. Why? Love your neighbor as yourself. Somebody has made this. You've taken the first one, cheaply one, and then using it. But you know what happens? God settles you. That Monday, what happens? Monday, a sister from another church calls me and tells, there's a company that's going closing down. They have four Windows, all for 1,100 ringgit. Originals. Used Windows. They're going to transfer. And we pay 1,000, we get all the certificate and everything. Can you imagine? Jesus said to us, so all we have to do is willing to obey. Willing to obey. Keep your body holy. Sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice. So no point putting flowers and incense and all that if you don't keep your body holy as a living sacrifice. You can do it wherever you are. Even countries where you're totally persecuted, you can keep this holy and acceptable to God. You can keep your body living sacrifice holy. That is how we will reach heaven. This is how we make Jesus pleased, pleasing Jesus and pleasing Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful day. So let us start today with this. Amen.